Isaiah chapter 8, begin with verse 16. Roll up the scroll of testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will wait hopefully for him. Look, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and warnings to Israel from the Lord of armies who dwells in Mount Zion. When they tell you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, shouldn't a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If people do not speak according to this word, there will be no dawn for them. They will pass through the land, distressed and starving. But when this takes place, and they are starving, they will be frustrated, and they will curse their king and their God. They will turn their faces upward, and then they will look down to the ground. But I tell you, they will see only distress, darkness, and the gloom that brings anguish. They will be banished into thick darkness. Chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for the land that was in anguish. In former times he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he will cause it to be glorious along the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you like the joy at harvest time, like the celebration when people divide the plunder. For you have shattered the yoke that burdened them. You have broken the bar on their shoulders and the rod of their oppressor, as you did in the day of Midian. Every boot that marched in battle and the garments rolled in blood will be burned. They will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The authority to rule will rest on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no limit to his authority and no end to the peace he brings. He will rule on David's throne and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from now on into eternity. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it falls upon Israel. All the people will know, including Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say with pride and with arrogant heart, the mud bricks have fallen down, but we will build with cut stone. The sycamore fig trees have been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Then the Lord will raise up Rezin's adversaries against him, and he will stir up his enemies. Arameans from the east and Philistines from the west will devour Israel with an open mouth. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is still stretched out, ready to strike. But the people have not returned to the one who struck them, nor have they sought the Lord of armies. Therefore, in one day the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed. The elder and the honored man are the head, and the prophet who teaches lies is the tail. It is the leaders of this people who lead them astray, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord will not rejoice over their young man, nor will he have compassion on their fatherless and widows, because everyone is godless and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks foolishness. Yet for all this his anger is not turned away, and his hand is still stretched out, ready to strike. Now wickedness burns like a fire. It devours the briars and thorns. Look, it flares up in the thickets of the forest, and it swirls upward in a column of smoke. By the wrath of the Lord of armies, the land is burned up, and the people are the fuel for their fire. No one spares his brother. On the right hand, they will gobble down food, but they will still be hungry. On the left hand, they will keep eating, but they will not be satisfied. Everyone will eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh will be against Ephraim, and Ephraim against Manasseh, and together they will be against Judah. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is still stretched out, ready to strike. Chapter 10. Woe to those who prescribe unjust decrees, and to those who issue oppressive rulings to deprive the needy of justice, and to rob the poor among my people of their rights, to plunder widows, and to make the fatherless their prey. What will you do when the day comes to settle accounts, during the devastation that will descend from far away? To whom will you flee for help? Where will you leave your wealth? The only thing left for you will be to kneel among the prisoners and to fall under the dead bodies. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is still stretched out, ready to strike. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.